Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
Today's program is brought to you by Corin, a supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. For more information, visit corin.com.
This week on Meat and Three, we celebrate good news in the food world, from record-setting butter sculptures to the latest discoveries in crop cultivation.
I think it was back in 2015. It was 2,370 pounds, and it was a Paris landscape. And so that became the Guinness World Record butter sculpture.
We don't understand everything about the world. So plant breeding also lets us work with all the unknown, maybe discovered along the way.
And we hear from the beloved chef and disaster relief organizer, Jose Andres.
Well, World Central Kitchen, we're an organization that we like to be the first ones on the ground. And more often than not, we are the last ones on the ground.
Tune in to Meat and Three, Heritage Radio Network's weekly food news roundup, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, welcome to Japanese. I'm your host, Akiko Tema, a food writer and the director of the New York Japanese Culinary Academy, which promotes a deeper understanding of Japanese cuisine in America. We are broadcasting live from a studio at Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn. This show is all about Japanese food and food culture. We see sushi at every deli in the supermarket, but what is beyond sushi? We hear dashi ramen izakaya, but what exactly are they? Japanese food is so mystery for many people, and I'll try to demystify it in this program with my cool guests. And my guest today is Mr. Shuzo Nishiyama, who is a sixth-generation president of Nishiyama Shuzo in Tamba in Hyogo Prefecture. And so this sake brewery is really globally recognized for production of award-winning sake, and it's currently run by Mr. Nishiyama. And full disclosure, so today, the main guest originally was Kelly Kaminsky, who works as an American Kravito, which is the assistant to the brewmaster. But she got a little sick this morning, so Mr. Nishiyama pitched in. So, and Mr. Nishiyama does not speak English, according to him. I'm sure he's hiding it, but I'll translate all the questions. But his life is amazing. So first he worked for corporations and media company, and he returned to his family business. So he has a very interesting business, and he does a lot of lectures about his success in family business revival. So anyways, so welcome to the show. So, Mr. Nishiyama, so first of all, what's the history of Nishiyama Shuzozo? Nikishi wa?
Nishiyama Shuzo no Nishiyama desu. 私で6代目になるんですけども、170年。
It's a 170-year history, sake brewery.
はい。ずっとお酒だけ作ってきたんですけども、まあ最近は結構いろんなものを作ってます。
So it's been making only sake for 170 years, but now started to be more...kind of multi-product company, right? So, the Hyogo, Tamba in Hyogo, what kind of, you say, terroir does the beer has? その、なんだろう、こう、お酒の特徴が出るような気候とか空気とか。
あ、丹波はですね、 なんかこう昔は酒蔵いっぱいあったんですけども、今はもう本当に西山酒造場とあともう数えるぐらいしかなくなったんですけども、霧が多い地域なんですね。
So Tamba, this area surrounding the brewery, there used to be more breweries, but only there are few breweries now, and it's a very misty region.
なんかやっぱりそういうところはなんかこういい霧がたくさん出るところっていうのは水もいいということはいいお酒が生まれるみたいな。
So it's misty, and that means that the water is really good, which is a necessary ingredient for good sake.
もう朝とか見えません、霧が出て。
So you cannot even seeWhat's in front of you because it's so misty outside in the morning. Okay, so, so you graduated from college and then decided not to go back to your family. You were start working for a family business at the sake brewery. But what did you do first?
僕、私ですね。まあ、日本のテレビ局に実は。大学を出てから勤めてまして。
After graduating from college, I worked for a TV production company.
そうです。
In Tokyo.
そうです、東京にいました。はい。で、こうやっぱり長男っていうのもあって、まあこういつかは自分で帰らなきゃいけないんだろうなって、やっぱり丹波自体が僕も好きだったんですね。
So he's saying that personally I love Tamba and he's the first son of the family, so he knew that he had to go back to the family business at some point.
ものづくりとかそういうものも好きだったんで。
And I liked making things.
で、29歳の時に、はい、東京から丹波に戻りました。
So at the age of 29, I returned from Tokyo to Tamba in Hyogo Prefecture. So, で、But you didn't have any experience in sake making, correct?
僕自身ですから、5年間ずっと酒造りに入ってたんですけども、やっぱりこうやっぱ酒蔵も規模があってですね、もう本当にオーナー兼当時でやる酒蔵も最近多いんですけども、まあ、僕はまあ中途半端にちょっと多いっていうんですかね、うちの規模も、だからやっぱりこう経営とやっぱりこう酒造りっていうのは分けようという感じにして。
So, Mr. Nishiyama didn't have any experience of sake making, so he worked in the brewery for 5 years. But then some breweries have owner and toji, sake brewmaster. But Nishiyama Shizozo is kind of medium size, so he decided to split his work as a management instead of making sake at the brewery. Right, so, and you had, so you said your family business.Only produced sake for 107 years, but you changed it. So what kind of, what's the reason you, that was, first of all, what kind of products do you additionally make in addition to sake?
もう日本酒は最高の食中酒だと、これはこう自分も作っててですね、やっぱりこうそう思うんですけども、やっぱどんだけ美味しいものを作ってもやっぱりこう日本酒を飲めない人の方が多いと。
So he realized, he believes that sake is the greatest drink to go with food. Now you can just drink sake and eat food. But there is a population, undeniably, who cannot drink sake or doesn't, who don't drink sake.
だからこう我々としてはもう2つのことに注目をして、1つはお酒を飲みたいんだけども飲めない人をどう一杯目をなんかこう日本酒を小鼓を飲んでもらうかっていうことが大事。
So first of all, there are people who wants to drink sake but who cannot drink. So the first glass of the meal, you wanted to make something special for those population.
で、もう一個が、やっぱりそのお米の発酵糖化がまあこう日本酒って考えたときに、その発酵と糖化の技術を低アルコール、ノンアルコール化させるっていうのが、まあ僕のまあ、6代目の挑戦というか大義なのかなと。
So the second point is to make sake you have to break down the sugar before you make it into alcohol. And by making, modifying the process, or you or kind of like make the most of the process, he wants to make non-alcoholic products with the power of koji mold, which is a main ingredient of sake.
必然的にこうなんかやっぱり酒蔵って閉ざされた 職人が多くて頑固な人が多いっていうイメージなんですけども、それを打ち砕かなきゃいけないっていうんで日本一女性が多い酒蔵になってみたりですね。
So, also he wanted to break the image of the sake brewery being very solid, stiff and close community of a very stubborn man making sake. And he decided to open up the brewery and he's trying to become the sake brewery with the biggest number of female workers.
蔵が明るくなりました、やっぱり。やっぱ女性が多いんで。
So after he executed his strategy to have more women, and the crowd became more bright and cheerful. That's great. So how many, what's the percentage of women in the sake brewery?
我々多分なんか65人ぐらい社員がいるんですけども、それのですね、45人ぐらいは女性なんですね。
There are 65 workers at the brewery in total, but 45 are women, so it's the majority.
でも蔵人も、11人ぐらいいるんですけども、7人女性ですね。
Wow. So even the actual hands-on workers at the brewery is Kurabito, the brewmaster's assistant. So 7 out of 11 are women.
7人のうちの2人はアメリカ人の、本当はここで喋るはずだったケイリー・カミスキーと、あと台湾人の女性がもう1人。
So out of 7 female brewery workers, there are 2 non-Japanese. One is Kelly, who was supposed to be here today but got sick, unfortunately. Maybe in the future she can come back. And there's another Taiwanese woman working at the brewery. So, well, there's a gender bias. But do you think a female can make different kind of sake? Sake の味には変わりありますか、女性に。
うちの杜氏も、あとまあその西山酒造場のお酒自体がどっちかと男酒か女酒っていうと女酒の方なんですね。これは多分その水の関係とかももちろんあると思うんですけども。
So you just use the word interesting kind of distinction between 男酒。And onnazake. So like female style sake to versus male style sake. So how do you define them? Do you?
だからこう本当はその男酒女酒っていうのでも、男酒っていうともうこう燗酒が合う、なんかこうカーッと喉に飲んだ後にほわっとあったかくなってくるような酒なんですけども、こう女酒っていうとなんかこう自然とこう食事とともになんかこう洗い流すっていうんですかね、綺麗に入っていくっていうのが多分女酒っていう感じで。
So the male type sake, it's a big two categories, right? I mean, Japanese people categorize all the sake into somewhat male or female. So the male type sake is more like kind of spicier, and if you warm up the sake, it comes like kind of like, you know, hit your throat, and the kind of sensation occurs. In your mouth, in your body. But the female type sake is more go well with food, kind of soothing and cleansing.
だから多分その女性が多くなる前の西山酒造場の女酒っていうのは、なんかこう綺麗な酒なんですけども、なんかこうどっちかっていうとアメリカのボディコン姉ちゃんみたいな香りがちょっとバーンと立つような、そういうタイプだったんですけど、今はこうなんかもう本当になんかこうなんか質素な和服美人っていうんですかね、香りも立て筋好きず。
So 西山酒造場の酒 tend to be always a female type sake, but used to be more like American style, you know, like a great perky big like
香りも味もなんかこう女酒なんやけど特徴づいてるというか。
So it's more kind of punctuated like stylish sake.Versus now, with more female workers at the brewery, the sake became more kind of feminine, like very Japanese feminine in kimono style.
そうです。
Kind of more gentler, maybe.、
はい、だからこう酒自体はそんなに表現力は少ないかもしれないんですけど、なんか奥ゆかしいというかですね。はい。なんか、あの料理と、なんか、あの時に飲んだあの小鼓のあの酒がうまいんやみたいな、香りが抑えめなんで今の酒は。
So it's kind of subdued flavored sake, but there's some specific pairings with certain food, and it's kind of memorable in a way. Right. It's interesting. So the That's a woman sake. That's interesting. And do you think you have the highest number of female at the brewery? I mean, the whole company?
はい。
日本一で女性が一番。
これは別に目指したわけじゃないんですけども、結果そういうふうになってったというか、僕が戻った多分18年前は蔵に、まだ女性っていうともう本当に事務員も男性だったんですね。もう酒造り人はもう全員男性で、もう工場で瓶詰めとかするおじさんとかおばさんもいたんですけども、おばさんほとんどもう男性社会というかですね、そういう感じだったんですけども、やっぱり暗かったんですね。酒蔵というとやっぱりそのなんかいいものは作ってるんですけども、雰囲気が暗いというかですね、それはなんかこうやっぱりちょっとでも打破していきたい、そういう挑戦ができる蔵っていうのが、私もこう400軒ぐらい酒蔵見てるんですけども、どこもなかったんで。
Right, so when Shuzo さん returned to the family business 18 years ago, that was a time almost 100% all workers at sake breweries are male.And also it's kind of like the ambience is very dismal and dark and it's kind of depressing. And he wanted to change it. So now, Nishiyama Shizuzo has the highest number of female workers. And of course, you're very open to have foreign workers.
オープンになりますね。で、オープンということは、そのいろいろ革新的な挑戦もできるのかなと。
So, well, let's talk about the two female.Non-Japanese workers. So what's the reason you decided to invite them?
本当は持っていてもいいとは思ってるんですけども、まあ過去も中国人の女性もいましたし、もちろんそのスウェーデン人の男性もいましたんで、まあやっぱりその母国に帰るとか、そういうのは、まあ中国人の男性もいましたし、あったんですけども、なんか。一ところにずっといてほしいっていう、これは今日希望なんですけども、やっぱりこうそれぞれにライフスタイルとか考え方とかってやっぱりあると思うんで、やっぱりそのもうちょっとでも西山酒造所の酒造りに携わってくれたら、まあその後の人生にやっぱり僕は私はなんかこう良くなったって言われるようなですね、そんな雰囲気の会社を作りたいんですね、酒蔵を作りたいんです、
So one of the reasons why Mr. NishiyamaInvited foreign non-Japanese workers to work at the sake brewery is that ideally they stay at the brewery and devote their life making sake for the brewery. But in the past, in addition to Kelly, the American worker, and also the Taiwanese worker, there's a Chinese male and a female worker and a Swedish male in the past. And Mr. Nishiyama is hoping that in the future they just have someinfluence from good experience at the brewery, and he wants to provide that kind of good experience to the lifestyle of the workers.
Today's program is brought to you by Corin, a supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. Corin is proud of their Japanese culture and traditions, but they want you to know that their products are not just for Japanese restaurants.The knives and tableware bring out the best qualities of food from every culture and fit into every restaurant, from French to Pan-Asian to American, and that is why they are located in New York City, where people from every country in the world come to eat. Corin's Tribeca showroom is home to the most extensive collection of Japanese chef knives in the world, including Japan. Stop by to view their exquisitely designed tableware and the rarest natural sharpening stones.They have a whole range of knife services, from repair and rust removal to reshaping and realigning. Corin is dedicated to this ideal, bringing the highest quality Japanese design to your table so you can experience the unparalleled quality of Japanese craftsmanship in your home or restaurant. For more information, visit corin.com.
So, but what's the benefit for you to have non-Japanese workers?
なんですかね、こうどうしてもこう日本酒業界自体がですね、こう同じことをやってればいいというかですね、なんかこう、まあそれが日本酒って言われてしまったらそれまでなんですけども、その変革とかですね、なんか挑戦っていうところから結構 縁遠い業界なのかなと。ここはまあその女性がやっぱりこう日本人もそうなんですけども、入ってやっぱりこう日本人もこう言わない人もいるんですけども、海外の人って結構やっぱりその自分をアピールするというかですね、やっぱこういうふうにした方がいいんじゃないかとか、で自分の考え方をどんどん前に出してくれるんで、非常にこううちの酒造りとかですね、丹波の風土とかっていうものとこうなんかこうミクしちゃうというかですね、一緒になってそのいい国家っていうのがやっぱこう現れてるっていう、まあ、出来上がってる多分日本酒を飲んでもらったらもうまさに分かってもらえると思うんですけども、
So, so Mr. Nishima is saying, so the sake industry traditionally have no, almost no mindset of like, you know, like a innovation, because preserving something traditional that's already established has been valuable. So that the mindset of innovation is kind of like almost taboo. But by having non-Japanese people who are used to express their own opinions, that's like their mission to say something, to contribute to whatever they're doing. So the honest opinion for improvement really energizes the culture of the brewery. And so what's the example of the sake that's reflected by the non-Japanese workers' honest opinions?
なんかあの、具体で。
そうですね。
あの製品とかですか、
あれ、まあ、製品でなくてもいいですけど、
はい、やっぱりこう蔵見学とかですね、増えたんです、多分父親の代ぐらいまでもほとんど、まあ、受けてなかったっていうのもあるんですけども、あの全国から世界からですね、西山酒造場の蔵ってなんかこうあの女性が多いんだよねとかですね、お酒がうんぬんというよりも、どういう蔵だっていうか、そこに興味惹かれてですね、世界からなんかこう来にくいんですよ、関西空港から、大阪神戸東京都からですね、むちゃくちゃ来にくいところにあるんですけども、なんか毎週なんか少なからずなんかこうあれあの外人誰かなみたいな、無人駅なんですけど、はい、でもなんかこう外人がさんが歩いてると、あ西山酒造行くんだろうなみたいな。
So, before Mr. Nishiyama took over the company's management, there are almost no visitors to the brewery. But now, despite the fact that it's so hard to get there, and even the station nearby, there's no workers, so it's like isolated place. But every week there's certain people, especially from abroad, just to, I mean, not just for the quality of sake, but they just want to see what's happening that's new.Kind of new concept of sake brewery.
あとその酒造り体験みたいな、こう日本酒の蔵ってこうなんか中に蔵の中に入れないというかですね、まだまだそういう業界なんですけども、なんかこう西山酒造はどっちかと、あの 2,3 日ですけど、まあお金はやっぱり多少いただくんですけども、泊まっていただいて、やっぱ酒造りを体験してもらうことによって、明るい雰囲気の中で、
wow.
でこう、あこんなこう魅力的な、もう入ってもらったらもう 2,3 日で分かるんで、あ発酵って面白いな、麹造りって面白いなとか、そういうのをこう経験してもらうことによって、それの先に日本酒を小鼓の飲んでもらうというか、
So that's, this is really open-minded. So, so Mr. Nishiyama is saying that if you want, you have to pay a lot of moneyBut you can stay at the brewery a couple of days and actually participate in sake making. And we see the culture, feel the culture, and also you probably become very interested in how the sake is made and how koji works and all those fermentation magic. And also you get to taste the brand. Kotsuzumi is their brand and how delicious it is. So I've never heard of it. It's like you can stay at the brewery.By just by paying some money. So, is it open to our listeners? もう聞いてる人も連絡すれば。
全然来ていただけますし、弊社のホームページ、それも大々的に公開してるんで。
So, listeners, if you're interested in visiting Nishiyama Shizozo and make experience sake making, regardless of who you are, you can. So, you can go visit.The homepage.
これも女性の発案で出てきたんですよ。僕の考えじゃなくて。 なんかやっぱこう酒体験をしてもらったら興味湧いて、結果なんかあの日本酒業界がなんか良くなるんじゃないかみたいな、これ女性からの発想。
So this open-minded idea came from one of the female workers、はい、So to activate, revive the energy of sake brewery that came out of a female's mindset. So that's amazing. So yeah, and you, I heard Kelly Kaminsky produced a new sake with the brewmaster.
Yeah.
So what kind of sake is it?
あの持ってきてるんですけども、ちょっとなんかこうあの皆さんに飲んでもらえないのが残念なんですけども、あの飲んでもらえるんですけども、このなんかこう小鼓っていうとやっぱりこう型があるんですね、なんか十五酵母を使ってとかって、大吟醸から純米酒まで全部十五酵母を使ってるとか、こういうお米を使ってとかで、もうそういう殻を、もう全くちょっと取り去って、もう自分が描く日本酒っていうもの、もちろんケリーもまだ働き出して2年ちょっとですから、やっぱりリスクもあります、そこはうちの杜氏がやっぱりそのバックアップをするというところで、ただやっぱり杜氏が今までみたいに小津みたいに考えてこういう酒質にしていこうっていうんじゃなくて、やっぱケリーに考えさせて、ケリーが考えるやっぱりその世界的 なんか小津の第二ブランド、それがちょっと大和丹波っていうもので、飲み口もね全然やっぱり違うんですね。
So Mr. Nishiyama decided to produce new sake and with based on the idea of sake in the head of Kelly Kaminsky, who just started working at Sake Brewery 2 years ago, and so for the key brand of Nishiyama Shizuzo.Has many rules like what yeast they use, what rice they use, the kind of restrictions. But this sake is made only without any restrictions. So just come to any yeast, any production, any rice, you can make a sake with the help of the brewmaster. So that's Kelly Kaminsky's new sake. Is it coming out? 今発売されるんですか、こちら。
ちょっとこっちで今から売り出そうとしてるんですけども、だから小鼓の、だから販売ルートも変わりますね、今までの小鼓を売ってもらってたところとはまたこうもう全然違う酒なんで、
So the new sake is called the old sake is the, not the key brand、小鼓 brand、is Yamato Shizuzo's key brand but the new sake what's the name of it
ヤマトタンバ
by Kelly Kaminsky. So what kind of style is sake? The taste is very different.
あのね、なんかこう、もう本当に全然違うんですけども、一個だけ確実に言えるのは、小鼓って酸、酸が少ないんですね、特徴として。それよりは確実になんかこう酸が、綺麗な酸が立ってるっていうんですかね。はい。
So the new sake has more kind of refreshing acidity versus Kotsumi, the classic brand's subdued acidity level. So it sounds like it's more food friendly, like a more Western style.
やっぱり酸があるものって、やっぱり日本酒と例えばこう肉と合わせるっていうと、こう肉がどうしても9、やっぱりこうまあ10割のうちの9、もうほとんど10、やっぱりこう料理が勝っちゃうと思うんですけども、酸味があることによって、確かにやっぱその肉に合う日本酒とか、日本酒っていうとなんかそのお寿司とか刺身とか、やっぱこうそういうものがやっぱその日本酒と合うって言われてて、なかなか肉と実際合わせるとかってないと思うんですよね。でもじゃあ中華に合う日本酒とかイタリアンに合う日本酒とか、口で言ってるほどやっぱこうなかなか難しいと思うんですけども、そういうやっぱその料理をまずイメージして、そこにこういう酒があったらいいなっていう発想から多分ケリーは入ってると思うんで。
So if you think of, generally speaking, if you try to pair sake with heavy big meat, chunk of meat, then meat would overwhelm sake. But by having more acidity, you can probably balance some more Western style, like Italian or Chinese or something non-Japanese style of food. So that's probably how Kelly came up with the idea of this new sake. So Yamato Tamba is going to be available in the US, some in coming month and through a different distribution system. So maybe like wine stores or...
そういうところでやっぱ置きたいですよね。やっぱりこうなんかこうニューヨークでもそうなんですけども、やっぱその日本酒を置ける場所っていうのがなんとなくイメージできると思うんですよね。で、え、こんなところにもなんか日本酒はなかったけども大和丹波はあるのかみたいな、そんなブランドにちょっとしていきたいなっていう。
はい、そうだった。Yamato Tamba, the new sake. Mr. Nishima is hoping that Yamato Tamba is going to be, that you can find somewhere which is unusual to find sake. So that sounds like your innovative mindset is reflected in this wine, Yamato Tamba. Yeah, so it's like, you know, if you go to regular liquor shop and you have, there's a certain section, small section, like maybe half a shelf of sake and shochu lined up.Some umeshu too. But then that's it on average. But probably, I don't know, maybe like really posh wine store, somewhere like that, you can find new styles of sake.
そうですね。あの、バーとかにも、ないないって日本酒って並んでないと思うんですよ。
It's unusual to find Japanese sake at bars. You're right.
こう、バーにしかない日本酒なんかも、ある意味ちょっと面白いのかなとかですね。
So that's the just a Japanese sake without Japanese food. It's like a cool bar you can drink. Yeah, that would be great. Okay, so what is your plan for the future? Like sake style or any more innovative things you're planning?
あの、日本酒自体はですね、やっぱりこう、まあそのために大和丹波っていう第二ブランドも105年ぶりに出したぐらいなんで、あのやっぱりこう同じ作り方同じ売り方ではなく、今言ってきたような片山さんと話してきたような、そういうなんかこう、あ、なんかもう飲んでもらってる人が見た人が、まあ、ボトルデザイン一つとってもそうなんですけども、あのやっぱり、あ、ここなんか挑戦してるよねっていう風なのが分かる形で、そういうものづくりとかサービスづくりをしていきたいっていうのはあるんです。で、もう一方でやっぱりこうノンアルコール化させる、低アルコール化させる、あ、こんな美味しい飲み方あるんだとか、はい、あ、これが米の発酵の技術からこんなことができるんだとかですね、そういうこう、まあ、研究開発の分野になんかある程度力入れてですね、まあ、どんどんなんかこう世の中を驚かせるような、そんな製品作り、サービス作りっていうのをしていきたいなと思ってます。
なるほど。 So, so the Yamato Tamba came first time in 105 years as a new product of the whole brewery, which is a long history. So from now, Mr. Nishima wants to create something different from everybody else to make you surprised in good way. For instance, non-alcohol or low-alcohol products. With the technique of making sake with koji and other fermentation techniques. So, yeah, so what other products do you have outside sake?
ああ、今こう日本ではそこそこなんかこう出荷されてる甘酒ヨーグルトっていうのとかですね。まあその甘麹豆乳っていう、まあこう麹と豆乳をセットにしたとか、甘酒とヨーグルトをセットにした製品っていうのが、まあ、単なる混ぜただけじゃなくて、こう微妙な混ぜ方っていうのがあるんですけども、やっぱり酒蔵の中に乳製品っていうのを入れるっていうのは本来は NG なことなんですよね。
あ、
はい、はい、でもやっぱりそれこうやることによって、 もちろん場所は変えるんですけども、日本酒作りと、あの最新の注意を払ってやるんですけども、そういう挑戦っていうかですね、そこに多分、あ、お客さんが、あ、こういう製品あったらいいと思ってたのと、っていうのが出来上がってくるかなと思うんですよね。
So currently he already Mr. Nishima already makes products such as 甘酒 mixed with yogurt or koji mixed with the soy milk. So these are used to be taboo because dairy products are not permitted in a sake brewery classically because of, you know, the competition between different bacteria. But By combining those two, they're delicious, and a lot of customers appreciate that. I wish it existed before, that kind of like new ideas. So that sounds great. So good luck. And so hopefully Kelly can come back and his her sake is going to be selling.
そうなんです。もうこのまま、僕ももうこの出演させてもらってその足で日本帰るんですけども、あのケリーはもうちょっとこっちいますんで。
はい。So please keep me posted. So you have to go back to Japan right after this show. But yeah, hopefully Kelly can come back and talk more about the sake. And yeah, it's just, what do you to prepare this show? I was so excited how much you do and your innovative mindset. It's so amazing. So congratulations.
ありがとうございます。やっぱりこう小鼓西山酒造がこう日本酒業界をいい風になんかこうチャレンジングに変えるんだぞというかですね。そこはやっぱりこうちょっと持ってたいですね。僕だけじゃなくて全スタッフ、まあ、携わってくれるみんなとやっぱこう一緒に変えていきたいなと。
So Mr. Nishima is hoping that the whole team of the brewery have the mindset this Nishima Shizozo is going to change the culture of the whole sake industry to more energetic, open-minded kind of industry.
So,
thank you so much. So so listeners, what's the website? It's the Kotsuzumi. That's a, well, here's a website I found. So www.kotsuzumi.cojp, that spells as kotsuzumi.co.jp. It's kotsuzumi.co.jp. That's the brand of the brewery. All right. So thank you so much. And so listeners, if you have any questions or comments about the show or suggestions for show topics or guests, please contact us at japanese@heritageradionetwork.org or akikotm.com. And well, today's episode is a little unusual, but it was really interesting. And Mr. Nishima, I think he's going to change the world of the sake industry for even better. So Japanese is live at 3 p.m. on Mondays and always available at heritageradionetwork.org, iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. Engineer is Jit Paul, and Japanese is powered by Simplecast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Japanese is powered by Simplecast. Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For freshest content and to learn more about our 10-year anniversary celebration happening all year long, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a non-profit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thank you for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.